Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The New York criminal trial resumes today of former President Donald Trump after a one-day break. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels will return to the stand. She's alleged she and Trump had a sexual encounter years ago and that he paid her for her silence. Trump denies the allegations. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports.
On Tuesday, Daniels testified in graphic detail about her sexual encounter with Trump at a celebrity golf tournament in 2006, about their continued interactions because, she said, Trump dangled a role in the Celebrity Apprentice, and about the fraught details of the negotiations for her to stay silent right before the 2016 election. Many elements of her testimony lined up with what other witnesses, including former Trump employees, have said. But she's both denied and affirmed she had sex with Trump over the years. In heated exchanges, Trump's lawyer lit into her about how Daniels, who grew up poor, was motivated by money and hatred of Trump. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
President Biden is warning he will hold up more weapons to Israel if the Israeli military conducts a major ground invasion of Rafah. The city in southern Gaza is sheltering more than 1 million Palestinians. They're trying to get away from fighting between Israel and Hamas. Biden told CNN civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs.
I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
The Biden administration has already paused some shipments of thousands of bombs to Israel because of these concerns. Tornado watches are up in northern Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia this morning. Two people died in Tennessee yesterday after tornadoes blew through. A third person died in North Carolina. Federal forecasters say the El Niño climate pattern is on its way out. It helped drive global temperatures to record levels over the past year, as NPR's Lauren Sommer reports.
2023 was the hottest year since record-keeping began. That was due in part to emissions from burning fossil fuels, but also because of El Niño. It's a natural pattern where the ocean heats up in the eastern Pacific, releasing heat into the atmosphere. Forecasters at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say El Niño is winding down, setting the stage for a La Niña pattern by the end of the summer. That could influence rainfall patterns around the planet and set the stage for a worse hurricane season in the Atlantic. La Niña typically produces conditions that make it easier for hurricanes to strengthen. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
Catastrophic flooding in southern Brazil has now killed at least 100 people. Dozens of others are missing. The capital of the southern Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul has been cut off by flooding. This is NPR. Troubled cryptocurrency exchange FTX says it will refund most of its investors who were trading in Bitcoin. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been convicted on federal fraud charges and is serving 25 years in prison. Since FTX nearly collapsed, the value of Bitcoin has surged. While people will get most of their investments back, they won't get the amount of interest they could have earned over the past several months, and that is worth a lot. Big tech company Apple is getting criticism for an ad about its new iPad. It's meant to show how creative its device can be. But NPR's Derek Kerr reports it is having an unintended effect.
Apple's new ad opens with a music and art studio that is slowly getting crushed by a hydraulic press. A trombone gets smashed, a piano is splashed with paint and then explodes, a metronome is reduced to a pile of splinters. The ad is apparently meant to show how Apple's small, thin iPad can be used for creativity, like to make music from those instruments that were crushed. But instead, people have taken to X, formerly known as Twitter, to express outrage. Content creators and actors, including Hugh Grant, say the ad is a creepy reminder of how technology is taking over creative professions. And it comes at a time when people fear that AI will displace musicians, artists, and other types of work. Dara Kerr, NPR News.
Automaker General Motors says it will stop producing the gas-powered Chevy Malibu by the end of this year. GM is going to move to producing more electric vehicles. More than 10 million of the iconic Malibu sedans have been sold since the 1960s. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.